Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
And welcome to Generation Next. It is currently 7:06 p.m. You're joined in the studio with Emma, Em and Matt. Hey, guys.
Hello. Hello. How are you going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Very well.
So we have a massive show tonight that we've got planned.
Massive.
So, massive. Yeah, we're really excited. We even think we've got too much happening tonight.
It's
how's
entirely
that?
Possible.
Yeah. So what have we got planned, guys?
We're having a quick chat about Chris Brown. We've also got live bands, gym, Facebook applications, embarrassing parents. It's going off. Moving home, market food, bin diving.
All of our ideas.
We'll stop there because I don't think we'll cover off the last.
Oh, look, we don't want to ruin it all.
20
once,
that we had.
We do have a lot, but you know, we're going to start with a song. Oh, we do like to play some songs on the show.
What's the song, Emma?
Well, Matt picked this one. We're going to play The Sign by Ace of Base.
Really?
Welcome back to Joy 949. If you want to reach the show, you can get us on 0427 Joy 949 or on 1300 Joy 949 on the normal phone. Email is onair@joy.org.au and web is www.joy.org.au. At the moment, we're talking about Chris Brown. We've got a lot more coming up, but at the moment, it's him. His performance at the Grammys this month and the tweets that followed his performance. Such wonders as, damn, Chris Brown, you can beat me anytime and the like. There were many variations on this, and we're wondering how anyone can think it's appropriate, and we're wondering if you find it shocking or think it's something that's okay to joke about. What do we think, guys?
Well, before we go on, I just need to let everyone know that if you are in a violent or abusive relationship, it is not okay. You can seek help on 1-800-737-732 or alternately www.1800respect.org.au. Indeed. We definitely want to let everyone know that we are very anti-domestic violence. I'm personally anti-Chris Brown. I know that Joy sort of has a policy. Our music programmer here at Joy does not program Chris Brown's music onto daytime programming, and he discourages evening programs from playing him. Mm. I personally wouldn't have him played on this show because it's not funny and it's not on.
Exactly. So if you want to hear Chris Brown, don't listen here.
Yeah, definitely. Can we just recap what actually happened just in case anyone...
I think it was in 2009. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong, sorry. Correct me if I'm wrong. It was before the Grammys, so very timely. The night before, I believe, they were travelling in the car. I read the police report today, so
the
it should all be really fresh.
The police report was a lot more extensive than the news.
Essentially, I believe Rihanna got... read a text message on Chris's phone, mm-hmm. and then they had an altercation, and he started beating her while they were driving along. First, he tried to push her out of the car.
Yeah.
Ended up nearly dislocating her jaw, almost. He bit her ear, and he bit her on the hands when she was trying to protect herself. And then he tried to choke her.
Yeah, and throw her out of the car.
And throw her out of the car.
A moving car, we should add. So it was extensive and extremely horrifying.
And there is never an excuse for that behaviour.
No.
Or any behaviour like that.
No, it's quite an interesting, I don't know, conundrum when you have these famous people who behave like that. And you know, I think that with that fame comes responsibility. Like, you are a role model to
like Batman,
a lot of people.
You know, with power comes responsibility.
Yeah.
You got to do
Spider-Man?
The right thing.
I think it was Spider-Man.
Oh, shut up. It was somebody.
Batman was a bit of a loner.
But yeah, absolutely. With fame does come responsibility. And he's also tweeted really sort of anti-homosexual sentiments, which I think is why we've got no tolerance for him.
Yeah, that makes
all.
Sense.
Because he's
a negative man.
Essentially.
Yeah, but it's really concerning to me that these girls are saying things like that. Like
supporting it
in
a way. Yeah.
How little do they value themselves? And I don't know, maybe it was a joke, but how can anyone think it's funny to joke about a girl who got her, you know, jaw nearly dislocated and her ear bitten. Yeah,
definitely. And when you do joke like that in a space like Twitter, it starts to get kind of complicated as well. Like you're putting your opinion out there to a lot of people who you know or may not know who may retweet your words and whatever. And it's not just like having a private conversation with friends or even like Facebook, which is still friend-related.
Actually, the tweets went viral on Tumblr as well. I think there was upwards of 50,000 notes on those particular tweets. So it went off on Tumblr and people were not happy with it. There was the amount of reblogs with negative sentiments was just...
Absolutely.
Yeah, people didn't like it at all, and I'm not surprised, to be honest. I thought it was disgusting. I don't know. I just thought it was, where did we go when aesthetics and a lot of money took place over respect? Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't care how good looking you are. No one and nothing gives you the right to hit somebody. It's just so ridiculous that... Anyway.
on that really positive
happy,
note.
You can tell. anyway, speaking of live shows and music, Emma actually.
But not speaking of Chris Bevan's bad segue.
Live show, we play some.
Emma actually went to see Roxette on Saturday night.
I did. It was so amazing. For anyone, I mean, I know I'm probably too young to be a fan of Roxette, but there was just always music playing in our house, and Roxette was one of my mum's favourites. Embarrassing parents to come later.
Indeed.
There is a related story. For anyone who is a fan, Marie, who's the female lead of the band, was really sick back in 2002, and she actually had a brain tumour. And when she received treatment afterwards, she's now clear, but afterwards she was having trouble with motor skills and speaking and things like that. So to see her on the stage doing such an amazing
recovery.
Job, it nearly made me cry. Yeah. It was so good. I just can't say enough how amazing it was.
Kudos.
Where did
her,
they play?
They played at Rod Laver Arena, and I did lose my voice.
Sign of a good concert.
Oh,
sung to every song kind of thing.
Yeah, it got me thinking. I mean, because I go to concerts pretty much all the time, whereas I know you're a music festival gal.
Love it. Yep.
I'm scared of getting sunburnt, so I'd rather be
there's something called sunscreen.
Yeah, it doesn't help, sadly. But, I mean, what's the favourite act, the best live act you've ever seen?
Daft Punk. I reckon.
Really?
Just immediately springs to mind at Sydney Meyer Music Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing. I think coming into like seeing a lot of live music, being a really good performer is something that's definitely important to captivate the crowd. And Daft Punk just had that whole robot lights, you know,
boxes,
audio visual stuff going on as well. They were, in addition to just loving the music, they were amazing. And it was also just one of those really beautiful hot nights in summer, and it was just perfect environment.
That helps, doesn't it? Because it was a really nice night on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Everyone was so into it. It was just amazing.
How old was the average punter at Roxette?
It's got to be 30 to 40 years old.
Yeah,
there's no way it's
definitely
younger.
Older than my 22 years of life. Well, my sister was there and she's 30, and I guess there was like a 30 to 40 year old vibe there, you know, which is cool. 30 to 40 year old, they know how to party.
Yeah, you're just ahead of your
it's
time.
A rock set, yeah.
What about you, Matt? Did we
sad story? I've never been to a concert.
No,
seriously, ever.
Really?
Never, ever. I've
That's
been to
shocking.
Theatres and plays, but never a concert.
Oh,
have you? Do you want to check it out and see what it's like?
Sort of yes, sort of no. I think now I'm at the point where I didn't go early enough and now I'm just intimidated by it. Do you know what I mean? And then I hear like horror stories of Marilyn Manson concerts and people dying. I'm like, I know it's not that
Maybe
at every concert.
Maybe not go to Marilyn Manson as your first time.
I don't
Maybe you should
die.
Go to like a free
Maybe
Melbourne
go to
Symphony
or
Orchestra
something.
Concert or something like that if you're worried about
Look, I know what you mean. It can be really pushy and it can be hot.
Well, see, and I don't like that.
But if you, you know, if it's the right band and you know all their songs and it's...
Yeah. Say a Placebo? I'd love to go see a Placebo concert.
Yeah,
because I think the vibe there would be awesome. I mean, everybody that I know that loves Placebo is just a really down-to-earth, happy kind of person.
Yeah.
So I think, okay, there you go. If Placebo come to Australia...
I'll go with you.
Okay, deal.
Yeah.
Deal. Let's all go.
All right, we're all going. All right,
you guys,
sweet.
Entire radios.
That's been organised.
All right, so in honour of Roxette and because I love them so much, I'm playing you a Roxette song.
Okay, welcome back to Generation Next. It is 7:22 p.m. You're with Emma and Matt. That was Emma's favourite rock set. She did a little guitar solo,
We all had a boogie to that one.
Found out we knew the words, which is always good.
Yeah, they're like, I don't know who Roxette is. I was like, I don't believe you.
Yeah, we had a moment
Turns
of angst where where there was that pause in the song there.
Yeah, we panicked. We thought the song had finished.
No,
it was all okay. It was all okay. All good in the hood.
We're doing well. Good
we
stuff.
Are doing well. Great. So I think we might talk about gyms.
Yes.
Matt having just
recently
the gym.
Joined one myself. Fit and Fast, I think it's called.
Getting Fit Fast.
I know. They've got this really cool thing now where it's quickie workouts and you do like 30 minutes. Like you go into the room specifically for 30 minutes and you can't sit on a machine, which is awesome because, you know, sometimes it's difficult to find one.
Yeah.
I mean, this gym's just opened up, so there's always a machine, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But I've never been to a gym before, ever.
So do you get a structured 30-minute workout or do you just do star jumps? Or
Oh, I should do star jumps. That's not
a
bad idea.
They're really good for you.
Yeah. Except then I look pathetic when I sweat after like 10, so bugger that. No. It's not structured at all. I mean, you go in there and I think you just do the circuit when you're in there.
Okay.
The Black membership does get you a personal trainer, some free sessions, but I haven't gotten that yet. Obviously, they're a bit too busy with the new signups and stuff.
Yeah.
But I go in there and pretty much just do whatever I want. I'm pretty sure I'm doing it wrong.
Oh, you can always ask the trainers, you know, they're there to help.
I know, but they're intimidating, you know.
They're so buff,
they're
aren't
fit,
they?
Fit, and I'm like, oh, I'm a bit
but,
fat.
But on the other hand, they love it, you Do know. They? Well, yeah, that's why they're so buff.
Yeah.
I reckon they would love to impart their knowledge. And
yeah.
I used to go to gyms a lot. I don't anymore. I actually really don't like gyms. But when I went to gyms a lot, the trainers were always really, really helpful. And
they probably are. I should probably speak to one.
Yeah, you should. In fact, there should be something with your joining package that you get like one free.
Oh, no, I do. I get two. But they're too busy at the
moment. You got to do it, man. You got to do it.
I just paid
for that.
Yeah.
You know? I know. At least I'm using the gym. I mean, as I said to Emma before, there's people that join and just let it sit there. Don't go at all.
And it just bleeds your bank account and gives you that guilt.
Yep.
Every time it's like, I'm paying for this, but I'm not using it. But Matt joined 7 days ago and he's gone three times.
Yeah.
Round of applause.
Oh, four.
I wish we had an applause button to hit. I really do.
Can we get one of those?
Oh, look, community radio
let's
station.
Work on
we,
that.
Could, we could just sure. clap our hands.
We'll pretend we've got a sound effect.
I just quit the gym, but I was going solidly twice a week for a year.
And you lost
That's
a lot of
weight.
That's
pretty good.
So well done.
Yeah, I did.
Bonus, it worked.
Why did you quit?
Because I'm planning a big overseas adventure and my tightness gave way to... I'd rather be fat and have money, I guess, is what we're saying.
Yeah.
You're allowed to be fat when you travel.
Yeah. Chubby and have money in Europe versus...
Although you could run and walk
well,
and
I do.
Do
actually,
outdoors type of things.
I have an iPhone application called Couch to 5K, which is all running and stuff, which I love. I really do. It's really good.
Speaking of running, do you know what I found is that with gyms, you can run on the treadmill for half an hour to 45 minutes, and then you get on a real pavement and you struggle.
It's because there's a lot of resistance on the treadmill.
I can't run on the treadmill.
I mean, like, sorry, what am I trying to say?
Yeah, there's resistance. And there's changes in terrain and changes in incline and stuff like that. I find that the treadmills really stunt my, like, natural running motion, so I'm kind of running into myself. I don't like it.
I found that with the elliptical strata. That thing just...
With the what?
The elliptical strata, you know?
Is your gym on a spaceship?
It looks like you're on a ski machine.
Oh, like a cross trainer.
It's an
elliptical strata.
Let's use the proper terminology, guys.
Oh,
jeez. It says on the side of it, elliptical strata.
Are you sure that's not the branding of the piece of equipment?
Are you sure that's not like a Star Trek sticker?
I'm really sad right now. A Star Trek sticker.
Anyway, guys, we're going to hear some CSAs, but we'll be right back. Welcome back to Generation Next. We were just having a very long-winded discussion, and then I was like, oh, God, the song's finishing. Oh, God.
I can't believe you played that song. I just absolutely love that
song. Yeah, it's one of my favourites as well. It is a good song. And Frente, who's an Australian girl, does a really good version of it.
Oh, really?
Actually, I'm not sure if maybe she sings the original. I don't know. I'll find out.
I didn't know
out.
That one at all, actually.
Put it on the Facebook page, Emma.
Yeah, I always promise to do that, and then I never do. But, you know, we are on Facebook, guys, so if you're listening in at home, search us in the search bar, Generation Next. We're the cool ones.
Or you can also find us on Twitter.
True.
Yeah, Twitter.
Gen Next Joy 949.
That's us. Hey, guys, we've got a bunch of chat topics tonight, so we've been burning through them, but, you know, this one might take a bit of time because it's about embarrassing parents. Yes, drum roll button. So, I don't know about you guys, but my household, the reason I know Roxette and lots of really old bands, even though they were quite popular, is because my mum always played music, always. Yep. Our house always had music playing in it, rather. My music house. Daft Punk are playing at my house. So I would bring friends over and be chatting in the lounge room and mum would come in and pop a CD on and then she'd ask us how our day was and proceed to start dancing around the lounge room.
See, I thought your embarrassing story was playing music, but that kind of tops it that she danced.
So what kind of music around the lounge room, like?
Oh, Actually, Mum has really quirky taste in music because she likes quite popular bands, but then she'll play like Loreena McKennitt and stuff like that, like old Irish
My mum has
ballads.
Loreena McKennitt.
Actually, I quite like old Irish ballads, I've got to say. Really
She always used to play Joshua Caddison as well, and I used to hate him. I'd be like, don't put it on. You're embarrassing. You're an embarrassment. And when I moved to Melbourne when I was 17, I'd get so homesick that I went and bought the album Painted Desert Serenade, and I'd sit in my room listening to it on repeat with
totally
a cup of tea.
Understand. I did that with Judy Collins.
Oh, Mum, if you're listening, you've ruined my music taste and I drink far too much tea. What have you done?
Oh, but tea's so good.
Yeah. So what about you guys? Any embarrassing parents? Because I know you're moving back in with your parents.
Well, actually, I'm moving back to my family home, but my parents are living in Queensland at the moment.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
That's yeah.
That's the best.
No, I didn't say it was embarrassing. That was a total
That was just a segue.
That was an implication.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's
feel bad
that's
now.
Fine.
Kind of implied that was an embarrassing story.
No, don't feel... I mean, in a way, it is kind of embarrassing because, like, I feel like I'm in my late 20s. I should be completely self-sufficient. But on the other hand, I'm like, all right, saving money.
Yeah.
That is great.
Save money.
Yeah.
If I could move home, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I loved living with my mum and dad. My mum is such a good cook and my dad's there
food.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah. The lovely food.
But that's how you become a good cook, you know?
Yeah.
You just develop your own skills.
Monkey
have your own
see,
dinner
monkey
parties.
Do. What about you, Matt? Any embarrassing?
Just pretty sure we called all our parents monkeys then.
Really? I thought you just called Matt a monkey.
Oh, yeah. Well, I thought it was everybody, but apparently it's
just
me that's the monkey. Yeah. I did get a haircut recently that I think makes me look a little bit like a chimp.
Really?
Yeah, don't you think?
Not really. Maybe if you squint and cover one eye with your hand.
And eat a banana.
A monkey pirate? Anyway.
Pirate.
No, embarrassing stories. I don't know. My parents did the music thing, but I don't think they really ever danced to it.
Yeah, probably because they're not cruel and evil.
Yeah. I don't know. I think my parents' lack of knowledge about technology is sometimes horrendously.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly my mum. I mean, my dad takes things apart for the fun of it and then puts them back together. So I guess he's not that bad. But mum... Just, yeah, trying to explain the simplest things to my mother.
Like use of mobile phones, that type of thing?
Light switches.
Is she listening?
Lights?
No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
Is she listening right now? You better tell her you
tell
love
her. I did tell her to. I do love
mom.
You. Just a
Hi, Matt's mum.
Poor with technology.
You know, my parents will refuse to meet me at any restaurant that they don't know exactly how to get to or they don't know where the parking is.
I think I'm going to be like that when I'm older.
Really?
I'm just going to tell my kid, no, sorry.
We can't go there.
I'm afraid you're going to need to jet me there or something. I'm not parking.
Wow. My parents are quite adventurous with their restaurant choice.
Are they?
Yeah.
Do they drive
really
there?
Good. Yeah, they do.
Good
they
on
drive
you,
pretty much
mum and dad. Well done.
Yep. Go my mum and dad.
Kudos to them.
Yep.
Cool. Cool.
Fair enough.
Let's play a song now that we've embarrassed our parents on radio. Take that, mum and dad.
Welcome back to Joy. You are listening to Generation Next. You can get us on 0427 Joy 949. I'm the master of awkward, I think. You can also phone us on 1300 Joy 949. Awkward's okay. Awkward's accepted in today's society. Yeah.
Yep. Awkward's
Pirate
right on
chimps.
The radio.
Always awkward.
Really cool new song called Awkward. I tried to get the people to come in to the show, but I think they were receiving too much coverage and they just weren't interested.
Is it an Australian?
Famous
yeah,
name.
They're
we?
Unsigned. I can't remember who they were now.
Anyway,
sorry.
Half
sorry.
A promo.
As you were.
So it was half a promo, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It
half
was
promo.
Nearly there. Put it on the Facebook page.
I'm good at doing things by halves.
Really?
Yeah.
Such as? Can you name one?
Eating mangoes.
You only eat half a mango?
Half a mango?
I only eat half a
is
mango.
Is that because it's too much?
It's because it's too much.
It's really sweet, isn't it?
And it's too messy. By the end, I've got all over my face. I'm like, that's enough. I don't care how good you taste.
My favourite
messy.
Bit of the mango is just like gnawing at the
just
tip.
Slamming it inside your face. Yeah.
Next up, we're talking about Facebook applications, especially those people who can't seem to get the point. Farmville, we don't like you at all, really.
Farmville.
Okay, I'm sorry. What is Farmville?
Oh, thank God you haven't heard. Nope. Your friends are probably good people.
Yeah, you've got a good list of friends.
Or I just ignore.
Or Texas Hold'em Poker.
Okay, I know the Texas Hold'em.
See, I love Texas Hold'em though. But Mafia Wars, Farmville. Mafia Wars is just the stupidest.
I know Mafia Wars
there you
as
go.
Well. It's just this
think
farm business.
Mafia Wars is... I don't know, they did a crossover between Mafia Wars and Farmville. We won't go into
was
what
it called,
exactly.
I don't understand how that... Was that like Zombie Gardeners?
Oh, God, that was I have that app, actually. I don't invite people to it, but I love it anyway. But just the amount... I think I've got 9 outstanding Farmville requests at the moment, and if my uncle's listening, I'm sorry, because I think 8 of them are from you. So I apologise for that immediately. But it's just Farmville's basically you have a bunch of squares that's maybe 25 and you put plants in it and then you harvest it. That's the entire premise. That's
okay.
Literally all you do in Farmville.
Okay, how is the harvesting happening on the internet?
You click. You just say click, harvest.
Oh, that's exciting.
Say, click, yeah. Plant. That's why I can't get it. I can't.
It's really rewarding.
If you want a rewarding career, Farmville. Get into that. So I just don't know, why wouldn't you just go into a field and start farming for someone?
Well,
I mean, surely
it's
going
to
get more
kicks. Difficult to farm than it is to click.
You know what, though? I think, honestly, if you walked up to a farmer and said, I'd really like to farm on your farm, he'd be like, okay.
Oh,
it beats Farmville.
I don't know
surely.
If that would
you
be
can
the
plow
case.
My garden. I'm sure he'll be okay with plowing his garden. That sounded really bad.
Yeah. So, I was like,
Master of Awkward strikes again. Mm. Well done.
But there are a lot of backpackers and things like that that... I mean, that's what they do. They go and pick cherries. And
my uncle has an orchard and a vineyard in South Australia, and he often has people come and work for him. Like, he does some sort of program where, people our age, I guess, that are traveling overseas come and he pays them to pick fruit.
Yep. So get off the computer and go farm someone's farm, probably.
Yep. And there's that whole movement, I want to say it's called woofing. I'm not
it
really
is,
sure.
Yeah, they're woofers.
Which
that's
is,
what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, which is an organic... like holistic farming approach to
my
life.
Uncle has an organic he doesn't use like sulfurs and things like that, and his wine, there is no preservative, there is no hangover, but it is potent.
Does it taste delicious?
It's a little green, but you know, no hangover.
I
can cope with
extending a little green. A lot of our words at the
actually,
moment
actually I'm sorry Uncle Kevin, if you're listening, it's lovely wine, it tastes delicious.
I feel like I've had a lot of bad wine in my time, and if it's
a bad wine,
if it's
hangover.
Less tasty but still no hangover, win. Most of the time, wine that's less tasty equals horrendous hangover.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Especially red wine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look at you two being fancy with your wine. That's awesome. I don't drink.
Oh, talking about hangovers is hard.
Oh,
being
true.
Fancy.
Well, you can be fancy and not classy. Yeah, no.
I just had a moment of trying to work out how that works.
Fancy because you're drinking wine, not classy because you're working out with a hangover.
Side of my face. What? How does that work?
Indeed. Speaking of awkward segues, though, supermarket app.
Yeah. So
this is amazing. Tell us about it.
Okay. So I have to put a disclaimer out there that I did read this in MX on the tram coming here. So it's totally there. Push. But apparently either at Flinders Street or at Southern Cross Station, there is this giant billboard. And basically you can download an app beforehand from Woolworths. And on this billboard, they have pictures of like the top 100 most popular supermarket items with the barcode. And as you walk through the station, you can just, you know, get your iPhone out with this app and scan the barcode, and those items will be delivered to your house.
That is
like,
so amazing.
That is the future. That's amazing.
Probably made by the same people that did Farmville. Tricky people.
Probably.
It's all the produce.
It's all the produce.
Oh, Lord.
The farming industry that has gone off.
This is Kitty Flanagan. You're listening to Joy 94.9. I'm not a lesbian, but only because nobody's asked me.
There's a bear in there, and a chair as well.
There are people with games and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside.
It's gay school.
Em, I think I just saw some spirit fingers.
Yep.
Jazz fingers.
Gay school, gay school.
Yeah, nice.
Welcome back to Generation Next. It is 7:50. You are with Em, Emma and Matt, and we are squeezing in our segment of gay school after all of our chatter.
We waffled.
We can say witty banter.
Oh, witty
we
banter.
Had some witty banter.
Can we say witty
banter? It's our show. We can say witty
banter. Other people may disagree, but...
So what are we talking about today, guys?
So first up on gay school, we've got a reverend in New South Wales speaking out in opposition of churches who do not support same-sex marriage.
I love this.
Well done, sir.
Reverend Harry Herbert. He's the executive director.
Oh, his name is Harry Herbert?
Yeah, I know.
Awesome
he sounds
name.
Like a cool guy. Mm-hmm. He's the executive director of Uniting Care in New South Wales, and he's commented that churches fighting marriage equality are not in line with community opinion,
which is true.
Absolutely true, mm-hmm. because as we're about to talk about later on, 62% of Australians support marriage equality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more than half people.
That is more than half.
Hello, churches.
Mm. We've got some really good quotes here from Reverend Herbert, because he's highlighted that same-sex marriage and equality has been successful in countries it has been legalized in. Because a lot of the arguments against it are saying, it's disproven a lot of arguments against it saying, you know, it won't work and some other stuff that they might have said that I can't remember right now. But my favorite quote from this whole thing, that this interview that he gave, was, disturbingly, some use a theological opposition to same-sex marriage as a disguised prejudice towards same-sex relationships. Check. Churches have no place supporting such backward views. Church leaders' selective reading of biblical verses tarnish their good works in the community through the impact they have on those that are discriminated against. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely true. I mean, we often get really up in arms about the things that churches and sort of non-secular people are doing and saying, but, you know, they do a lot of good as well.
Yeah.
So it's so good to see someone who is religious, because it's not necessarily wrong to be religious, speak out and be in favour of same-sex and marriage equality.
I actually read that there's a book that's been released, which is different essays looking at particular sections of the Bible and their interpretation to be anti-gay people, and kind of looking at that from an academic sense and saying that perhaps they've been interpreted in one way. And
Well, they are, and it's entirely selective, I think.
Yeah, because I don't think anywhere does it... I don't think it says anywhere, you know, thou shalt not be a homosexual. Don't think I've read that in the Bible.
You read the Bible? That's not good.
Well, no, I went to a Catholic primary school. But when I was old enough to make up my own mind, I went to a public school.
My father read the Bible specifically to be able to talk to Christian people about how wrong they are.
I mean, if you're interested in history, it's a really interesting...
Fairy tales, either or.
I've read the Old Testament.
Or a fictional man that lives in the sky.
Indeed.
It's a really interesting book. It is, though, because, I mean, it was written a long time ago. Yeah. And, you know, like, historically.
Yeah.
Anyway. But, you know, the churches really are out of touch with public opinion, because, as we mentioned earlier, 62% of Australians support marriage equality, and this was found recently in a poll commissioned by Australian Marriage Equality, with a further 11% likely to concur if exemptions were legislated to ensure churches could be excused from marrying gay couples if it conflicted with their faith.
So 73%.
73%. Yeah. When you add those two figures together, here's one I prepared earlier, 73%.
So three quarters.
That is so many. Yep. Like, how has this not happened yet? Why are we still talking
That's
about
actually
this?
A really interesting point. I was watching a clip of when Magda Szwanski came out.
Yes.
And and one of the panelists on the 7pm project was sort of like, well, questioning her sort of advocacy for gay marriage. And she said, you know, this is ridiculous. Like, you're in the minority here and you're questioning me, which is totally reflective. She's referring to the statistics that even though she's kind of the majority opinion that people should endorse that we should have gay marriage, nonetheless, she still has to feel like that she has to defend
justify
herself.
It. Yeah.
Well, it's a shame that the minority has the biggest voice out there.
I know. It's so illogical to me that the church has anything to do with legislation when it's supposed to be secular.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, religions change and so does what's considered appropriate and inappropriate. So they really should be separate. Anyway, I know I say the same thing every week.
And considering we're in a democracy, you'd think 75% of people would be able to change something.
Look, just to reiterate, Julia Gillard, if you're listening, we want marriage equality. And, you know, everyone in this room does, everyone at this station does, all of my friends do, with the exception of a few foolish ones. Anyway.
Too true. Speaking of the PM, though, Em, you found a story.
Ah, yes, I did. I don't think it was particularly difficult to find, I have to say.
Stumbled upon.
Stumbled upon. Yeah. So tomorrow night is the event of three gay couples who are going to dine with Julia Gillard, which is a competition that Get Up successfully bid for $31,000, actually, for the privilege of having three gay couples dine with the PM to talk with her about, well, presumably talk with her about gay marriage, although given the whole leadership upsheet that's been happening, you're not really quite sure how much of that
will be
actually get through.
It's really important to put a face on marriage equality. I mean, when she's saying she's against it, she's saying she's against marriage equality for Australian people. But when you meet, you know, couples that just want to marry each other because they're in love, and you see them and you know what they look like and you know, speak to them, how can you...
Putting a human face on it.
I think to my knowledge, she hasn't had a direct dialogue with a gay person, period, that I've seen in the news. Has she?
Probably not in a political sense.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
She probably met one before.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
I'm just going to play some CSA Skies, but we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Katie Lang, and you're listening to Australia's first and only lesbian and gay radio station, Joy 94.9.
Welcome back, Genito Generation Next. It is 7:58 p.m. You're with Matt and Emma.
Indeed.
Right at the end of the show. We've had a really great show.
I've
really enjoyed it.
We didn't get through everything, unfortunately, but sometimes it happens, and there's always next week.
More so for next week.
Please tune in and listen to us from 7 p.m. on Monday nights.
Yep, you can follow us on Facebook. Oh, wow. No, you follow us on Twitter. Gen Next Joy 949. You can like us on Facebook, where we'll post some of the things we've been talking about tonight. Or get in contact with us 0427-JOY-949 or on air at joy.org.au.
And we really would love you too, guys, because we're worth it. See ya.
So saying goodbye. Bye.
Have a good week.
I love your, you know, saying goodbye.
Oh, did I deal with that deeply?
Goodbye,
sorry,
everyone. Goodbye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.